This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Venture. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Springer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hillscamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hillscamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Art Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is a Saturday afternoon matinee of girls high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. WMVR 105.5 TAM FM will be airing our coverage in the afternoon after the Ohio State Michigan State football game. I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We are your mast announcers here at Anna, set to bring you the Anna Rockets and Fort Loramie Redskins. Two fine girls basketball programs in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie comes into this game here today with a record of 4-0. Anna is 2-1. Nine straight wins over Anna posted by Fort Loramie. There have been some close encounters between these two programs right here at Anna High School, Chuck. Last year before that. Who knows? Might be the same today. Ella Dosik has got to do a lot and get good support in order for Anna to hang with Fort Loramie.
Well, I think the only way that Dosik is there, or that Anna is going to hang in this game today, is if Dosik scores in the 15 to 20 point range, and that will keep them in the basketball game. They don't have a ton of firepower without her. I like Riemann. She does a nice job. She's a junior, and they need something. They need to get some production out of Mary Landis, a senior with experience.
Ella Dosik scored 28 in Anna's first game of the season versus West Liberty. So she's capable of going for 25 to 30. Can she do it, though, against this very scrappy, tenacious Fort Loramie defense?
Well, the difference is Fort Loramie on the perimeter. They can guard you with Rose, who is 6'1". She can guard the point guard. That's where, and also Holscher at 6 feet. These two girls can go outside and give you incredible length, especially when they go into that half-court trap. That's a very formidable defense that Carla Siegel likes to run.
Carla, two decades of superb coaching girls high school basketball here at Fort Loramie. Jeff Maurer, year number four at Anna. Last year, final tally in the game played here was 61-44. Fort Loramie won it. But to tell you what, Chuck, through two and a half quarters, it was virtually dead even. Anna slowed the pace down, got Lauren Barhorst in the middle involved, and the juggernaut Fort Loramie Club was in a little bit of hot water midway through the third quarter. Redskins firepower pulled that game out.
These two clubs, one season ago, combined to win 48 games. Anna was 22-6, Fort Loramie 26-0. Redskins won the league 12-0, unbeaten, obviously. Anna 10-2, the two setbacks to Fort Loramie. Both clubs were still alive in the Division III and Division IV girls basketball state tournament second week of March when the health crisis brought a halt to tournament play.
Yeah, I know. I was on my way over to Columbus when I got the news that they had postponed at that point, turned into a cancellation, but had a nice room at the Blackwell, was going to have a nice weekend, and now it turned out that I went home and hid in my closet from the virus.
Yeah, I was just east of London, not London, England.
Oh, okay. Because you're west of there.
Right. But I was driving, and I was between London and Columbus on I-70 when I heard the news, turned around, came back. I was disappointed because at that point, we still had four teams in. Earlier in the week, we had six teams in our scoresbroadcast.com marketing region still in. Jackson Center boys were alive, having won a regional semifinal. Minster girls, Fort Loramie girls, on a collision course for the state championship in D4. Anna was still in the girls D3. And earlier in the week, the Anna boys had just gotten beat in a D3 regional semi. Fort Loramie boys had just gotten beat in a D4 regional semi. Lucky enough to have six teams a year ago go that deep into the state high school basketball tourney.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. Disappointing for the fans. Really disappointing for the seniors on all of those teams. What a tough break to have that season halted under no other reason than a pandemic that we hadn't had since 1918.
Right. Well, we had the good fortune, Chuck, of covering the Anna girls at Bodkin's on Tuesday night. It was Anna's second victory of the year, having beaten Lehman Catholic 1 week ago today by a score of 70-33. Anna lost its initial game on Tuesday, November 24th, at West Liberty Salem, 48-46. In the Bodkin's win on Tuesday, head coach Jeff Maurer said his club got off to a very good start and finished strong behind Ella Dosick.
They can't just key on just one, although Ella's going to draw a lot of attention. But we've got a lot of girls that can score the basketball this year. So we feel like we're not one-dimensional. We can play a lot of different styles. But, I was happy with the way we played last week. You know, Bakken's is a good ball club. We knew that was going to be a battle, and Coach Groves did a real good job of preparing for us. I was real pleased with, I thought a key to that game was going to be our ability to keep their jump shooters, their outside shooters, from getting open looks, and I think they only got maybe three or four good open, wide open outside shots, and I think that was a key to winning that one.
Hey, Kaylee Brewer is a ball hawk. She sparkled on defense against Bodkin's.
Yeah, and I tell you, that's when she started out as a freshman sophomore, that was really one of her deficiencies, was on the defensive end of the floor. She could always shoot it, but we told her, you can't play defense. You're not going to see the floor for us. If you're not going to do the dirty work, you're not going to get on the floor. And she's really come a long way. And now she's drawing, the other team's one of their better players. So I'm happy with where she's at defensively right now.
Hey, I like the way you started the game. Molly Reok went down the floor, posted up strong, as she did several other times. Yeah. During the course of the action.
Yeah, Molly is the definition of that girl that just works harder than everybody in the gym. You never, even in practice, you stick around here and watch. She's going to give you 100% in everything, every drill we do, everything we do. And sometimes she just outworks girls, and that's a testament to her character.
Fort Loramie today poses a different problem. It's a club with not only an outstanding starting five, but excellent depth.
Absolutely. I mean, they can run. They can run them all. They can run everybody on their bench in there and not drop off very much. But, we know it's a challenge. They've been the top of our league now for several years. And, our girls are excited for the challenge. But, their guard pressure. If you can handle their pressure, it's easier said than done. But if you can handle their pressure, you can play with them. And so, that's what we're in here tonight to work and getting better at.
Coach, no Lauren Barhorse this year in the middle. So you're going to push it up and down
down the floor a little faster.
Yes. We're looking to see if we can get some easy opportunities in transition. That doesn't mean, though, that once we get down there that we're just going to throw up the first decent shot we see. You know, we still want to get ball reversals. If we have numbers and two-on-one, three-on-two, and we can take advantage of that, great. Which last year, you know, we really methodically just walked the thing up. You know, this year we're looking to try to get some of those opportunities, but, you know, we still want to get ball reversals. We still have to run half-court offense.
Jeff Maurer, head coach of the Anna Rockets, who graduated three very good seniors a year ago. Barhorst in the middle, whom we've mentioned. Roland, Ambus, they graduated. Head coach Carla Siegel at Fort Loramie lost four to graduation 1 year ago, but she is really pleased with her fine crop of 12th graders here for the 2021 season.
I would say the thing that we're hanging our hat on right now is our experience. We have seven seniors. Quite a few of them have played 3-4 years for me. So they understand the system pretty well and what we're trying to accomplish on the floor. And their leadership, you know, is just, you can't measure that sometimes. And they're doing a great job with the juniors. Some of our juniors played last year as well, but some of them are new to the program. And so they've been helping them out. So I really like just what we're doing so far. It's still early. I think we need to do a little better job on our offensive sets and things. I like our defense. I like our rotations. I asked the girls the other night before our game, what is their identity this year? You know, it can't be what it was last year. It has to be something new because this is a new team. And I asked them to work on something different in that game. So I think they did. They came out and they did a couple different things, and I was really proud of them. So hopefully tonight, you know, that identity that they're working on shows again, and we can actually put a stamp on it.
Hey, against Rushi, I was impressed by scoring on the floor from players other than Rose and Holscher. You got good balance in that game.
We do. I mean, you know, all of our girls, you know, have the green light to shoot the ball. You know, there's not a player that we say we don't want you shooting. And so, I mean, I just think that's effective part of our offense when we're transitioning and we're moving the ball. And people have to score when you're open. And so I was really happy with the balance scoring. And then in our last game, everybody scored in the game.
Right,
12 people. That's impressive to get 12 people to score on any given night. So, yeah, I think team chemistry as well. I think they're cheering for each other again like they did last year. So I think, you know, this early in the season, we're doing okay.
Hey, there's no silver lining to losing a player for the year like Ava Schultes. She would have been a cog, certainly one of several core members of this team. But without her from the get-go, you've got a chance to rebuild slowly but surely over the course of the season.
Absolutely. You know, we always tell our players when a door shuts for somebody, it opens up another door for somebody else. So we've had a couple players really step up and fill that role. Yes, we miss Ava completely. She had a phenomenal year last year as a sophomore. And she's been rehabbing in practice, you know, watching us, learning. And so, you know, she'll be back next year and we'll be ready for her.
And Gasson out front at guard has been a spark for you.
Kaitlyn Gasson, well, I don't know if they get much grittier than that. You know, she's on the floor. She goes to the hole against girls that have 4, 5, 6 inches on her, and there's no fear defensively. Such active hands and active feet. And like you said, you know, she's our point guard, so she's the, you know, we call her the general on the floor. You know, she's in charge on the floor, and she does a good job of making sure people need to be where they are. So, yes, she's having a very good year so far. I'm very proud of her.
Gasson is the gritty general on the floor, as described by Fort Loramie head coach Carla Siegel. She makes this team go. She's had a very good start to the year, Chuck.
She has. I mean, she's been terrific. She's been playing since she was a sophomore, playing varsity, lots of minutes. Yeah, and then you take a look at Corinne Heitkamp. That's a young lady that can go in and give Gasson some rest. She's a good point guard, too. Then they got Riley Heitkamp, who last year, she's a junior, but last year as a JV player, was one of my favorite kids I've ever watched out there playing. I mean, she threw some of the best passes that I've seen a JV girl throw in all the years I've been watching basketball.
Carla noting a moment ago that against Fairlawn, the Redskins had 12, dent the scoring column. Kenzie Holscher led the way with 20 in that game. Dana Rose added 13. And Colleen Brandewee off the bench pumped in a couple of threes. Fort Loramie 4-0, and Anna is 2-1. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll run them down for you over the next several minutes. Anchors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, and SecureCom in Minster. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And a big thank you to the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around, plus our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Fort Loramie game sponsors include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. You know, the holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holidays. Use Zelle at your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For more information, visit osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. Starting lineups here today for this game for the homestanding Anna Rockets. Kaylee Brewer out front, a 5'2" junior. Brianne Riemann, a 5'8" junior at a wing. Ella Dosick at a guard, a 5'6" senior. On the inside, Mary Landis, a 5'7" senior. Molly Riok, a 5'9" junior. Opening five for Fort Loramie, Caitlin Gasson at the point, a 5'3" senior. She's joined by Corinne Heitkamp, a 5'6" senior. Dana Rose, a 6'1" senior. Kenzie Holscher, a 6' senior. Jaden Putoff, a 5'10" senior. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. It's Putoff deep in the right wing.
Anna came out in a 2-3 zone.
And the Rockets have been known to do that against the Redskins over the last few years. And the zone invites a pass to the post from Fort Loramie, and it's picked off. Anna with the steal. Dosick down the floor to the right. On the dribble, 25 feet away is Brianne Riemann. Ball jabbed away by Putoff, loose at midcourt. Putoff may have double dribbled. She stole it. The official caught what I saw, Chuck. You saw it too. Tough break for Putoff. Inadvertent bounce of the ball in the progress of making the theft, and it was ruled a dribble.
Yeah, I mean, I could have gone either way.
Yep. Anna in possession. We played 50 seconds, opening quarter, no score. Top of the circle, Landis outside the arc to Dosick. Gasson on her. And Gasson sneaks a hand in there and makes a steal. Wow. Good job by Gasson, who took it away from Dosik. She pitched it up the floor to a teammate, Corinne Heitkamp. Now Gasson between rings. Throws it to the right flank. Ball dropped by Kenzie Holscher. Turnover for Gormley. Redskins second.
She went, Kenzie threw the pass out to the top of the key and wasn't looking for it to come back.
6:40 left in the first. No score. Have we had a shot yet, Chuck?
No,
we have not. That's rare.
Now you're going to get one.
Here's Fort Loramie pressuring out near midcourt. Anna finds the open player below the rim. It's Breanne Riemann, and a little two-footer up and good.
Yep, somebody did not rotate.
2-0, Anna on top. Gasson near side to Rose. As Fort Loramie attacks this zone defense from Anna. Head coach Carla Siegel on her feet, barking out instructions. Baseline left, it's Holscher. Holscher tight ropes the boundary, missed it wide right. Rose tries the tip, no. Rebound, Anna. Here's Dosik on the giddy-up. All the way down the court goes Ella. Got it on the drive. Head coach Carla Siegel wants a timeout here at the start. 2 minutes gone, 4-0, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And again, thank you to those Fort Loramie game sponsors. Three of them are with us for each Fort Loramie contest. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Here's Fort Loramie on the offense. Foul line jump shot pumped up there by Jaden Putoff. Wow, it hit the rim. 1, 2, 3, 4 times, Chuck. Kerplunk, it fell through. Kind of like a Caleb Meyer free throw last night for the Fort Loramie boys. Here is Anna attacking in a hurry, driving hard from the left wing all the way to the rack. Goes Mary Landis trying to beat Fort Loramie pressure. She did so, couldn't finish. It danced off the iron, but she was tapped on the arm.
That's Molly Rioch.
I'm sorry, Molly Rioch with a very good drive.
Landis through the pass.
42, not 32. Rioch's free throw, first of two. High archer, swish. How about the Botkins boys last night knocking off Anna easily? Meanwhile, Fort Loramie stormed from behind late and beat Jackson Center, the game we covered on Scores and WMBR.
I might not use the term stormed.
They rallied.
They treaded water and held on and got the lead at the end.
There you go. 6-2 on a couple of free throws by Rioch of Anna. Rose gets it cross court to Gasson, sizes up a three ball. Boom! She makes it. Caitlin Gasson with a surefire three. That was on target when it left her fingertips.
Yeah, she's a good shooter.
6-5. Fort Loramie down a point. Here is pressure by Fort Loramie in back court. Dosik having difficulty. She is two-teamed. Gives it up, gets it back, then strides across. Outside the arc on the right to Brewer. Between the rings, it goes to Dosik. 4:48 to go, first quarter, 6-5, Anna. Ball rotated to Landis out high, who catches Holscher on her. Near side of the floor, Dosik wants to drive. Oh, Gasson's all over her like glue. 4.5 remaining, opening stanza. 1-point lead, Anna. Dribbling back to the basket. Riemann almost has it swiped. Hangs on, though. Goes to Brewer. She knifes into the lane. Little push shot from 7 feet. Makes it. Good effort. Well done, Kaylee Brewer. Anna, 8-5, Rockets.
She impressed me against Botkins the other night.
Yep, she was sharp. Had a fine performance. Outside the arc on the left is Corinne Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Straight away to Rose. Ball entered to Dana from a teammate on the arc. Dana's wide open, unguarded, drops in a six-footer. That was Brandwee. Nice dish by Colleen. 8-7, one-point lead. Rockets, who have difficulty in backcourt, and cough it up out of bounds.
She dribbled it off her foot.
Playmaker is Gasson. She's set to throw in. Baseline left. About 10 feet from the rim. Hits Holscher. Right back to Caitlin. She chucks up another three. This one's a little strong. Weak side rebound put off. On the arc to Heitkamp. Rotated near side to Gasson. 1-point lead, Anna. 3.5 to go first quarter. Good start to this girls' game this afternoon. Ball entered. Rose to Holscher. Overshoots. A lot of contact. Foul. Taylor Poppelman, 5'8 sophomore, in off the bench for Anna, picks it up. Couple of free throws here for Kenzie. Kenzie Holscher of Fort Loramie had 16 points in the opener against Miami East, 11 at Rushi, 19 against Jackson Center, 20 against Fairlawn. Do the math, she is in the high teens for her average on the season so far, through a quartet of games.
And just think how good she'd be if she didn't totally concentrate on volleyball every other month of the year.
Yeah, right. As she splits a couple of free throws, makes one, misses one. We're tied at 8, 3:12 to go first quarter. Anna moving to our right as you use your imagination on your scoresbroadcast.com location, the radio on your phone, or as you use your computer. Outside the arc on the right, it's Dosick for Anna. Gives it up deep right corner to teammate London Rice, who's in now. 5'6 freshman. Brewer's got it. Back to the basket, top of the key. Harassing defense by Fort Loramie has got Anna stymied at the moment. 2:38 left in the first. Here's Brewer going baseline for Anna. No room to roam. Fort Loramie cuts her off. Blocking foul, bailing out the Anna player.
Yeah, it was on Holscher. She got there just a half a step late.
Ball inbounded low on the right to Anna. It comes right back to Dosick. Tries a 10-footer baseline. Deflected by Fort Loramie. Anna recovers. Brewer hoists up a long 25-footer. Missed it off the back iron. Over the shoulder foul. Anna on the rebound.
Yeah, they caught a push.
Fort Loramie advancing the ball from right to left. On the radio on your phone, scoresbroadcast.com. You might be watching this game on video online. And later this afternoon, after Ohio State football, you're enjoying this game perhaps on WMVR radio. Here's a wing jump shot by Corinne Heitkamp, a long 23-footer down in the well. It spun out. That was dead center, Chuck.
Yeah, it was.
Tied at 8. Rebound by Anna to midcourt Dosick. She fell down, stumbled a little bit, lost the basketball. Heitkamp leaps in to tie her up. What's been ruled?
They called a held ball. I'm not sure how you can go over top of the player and get a held ball. It's called a foul.
Fort Loramie bench wanted a foul on Dosick.
It was a foul.
2 minutes left, opening quarter, tied up at 8.
They also want the assistant coach to put his mask on when he's talking to him, which I don't blame him.
Dosick, foul line, spin move down the lane. Did she travel? Was she fouled? Her arm was grabbed. That was apparently while she was taking a step. And Dosick gets the benefit of the doubt. She's at the stripe. She shoveled it toward the rim, so she's awarded 2.
Normally you can just mark these up.
Swish.
This girl can shoot the basketball.
Well, we often hearken back to that game against Purcell Marion, regional championship at Springfield last year. She converted 4 free throws in the last, 15 seconds of that game, and none of them hit the rim. And they rallied Anna from a very late 3-point deficit to a 1-point upset of Purcell Marion. Here she drops in 2 more. Cool as a cucumber. 10-8. Anna back up by 2. Fort Loramie's not led. 1:43 to go here in the first. Gaston's got the ball in the arc straight away. It is Holscher. Tries to rifle a 25-foot pass down inside to Dana Rose. It's broken up by Anna. Oh, look at that heads-up play. Mary Landis went down and dug the ball off the floor, fed it to a teammate. Anna with a gritty defensive possession. On the run with the left hand, Brianne Riemann left it short, no good. Fine rebound, London Rice in off the bench. The freshman had it deflected. Fort Loramie comes away with it. A minute to go here in the first. Redskins rotate the ball to Rose down inside. On top to Gaston, to Holscher, foul line, 15-footer. It is strong, no good. Loose ball rebound, nobody can track it down in the corner. Last touch for the shooter. Out of bounds to Anna. 56 ticks to go here in the first. And the lead is 10-8 in favor of Anna. Kara Meyer has been in for Fort Loramie and playing scrappy. Anna's pass to midcourt, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Gebhardt. The Redskins dart the other way. Clara Gebhardt, the 5'10 senior, picked it off, bolted for two. We're tied at 10. Good alert play by Clara, who came in off the bench. Here's a three-point gunner by Dosik. Left flank, hit the rim, caromed out of bounds. We're tied at 10, 28 ticks left here in the opening period. Molly Rioch checking back in now for Anna. Dosik gets a spell at the end of the first period.
Good substitution there. Give her 28 seconds plus the quarter timeout.
Heitkamp, Rose, Holscher, Gebhardt, Gaston on the court to finish the first quarter for Fort Loramie. Rose, deep left corner. Cross court to a teammate. Down to 14, 13. Zone defense still for Anna. It's perplexed Fort Loramie some here in the opening quarter. Outside the arc on the right, Corinne Heitkamp, high arching three, hit the rim with 3 seconds to go. Nice rebound on the inside, but Dana Rose, she's crowded, hits the front rim on the shot as the buzzer sounds. First quarter closes, we're deadlocked, and a 10, Fort Loramie 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GeyersInc.com.
You had better place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. We take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment online through the company website, TomJerry's.com, or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Fort Loramie with possession starting the second period of play. Here's a long jumper from deep in the right corner. It is left a little short by Corinne Heitkamp. Rebound on the deck and an Anna player.
Brewer, she stepped on her foot and rolled her ankle, and boy, that just really hurts.
She is on the floor as well as Kaylee Brewer of Anna. Tough luck. Opening half minute, second quarter, tied at 10. We'll return in a moment here to the Anna Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Kaylee Brewer, the injured Anna Rocket, got up off the floor after hurting an ankle, did walk off to the locker room optimistically. Chuck, let's hope it gets taped up and we see her before the day's over.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get back on it, it's going to be more sore in the morning than it is right now.
Exactly. We are tied at 10, opening 50 seconds of the second quarter. Anna stymied in backcourt, and they're having difficulty getting it to the timeline. Right in front of head coach Jeff Maurer are two Rocket players, and Anna does salvage the possession. We've got another break in the action. Chuck will keep it right here. 7:16 to go in the second, and it's a 10-10 game here on scoresbroadcast.com. They were pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments, knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, Medicare, and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Mark it down, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Well, we worked our way down to the 7:01 mark of the second quarter. Action going on during the tail end of our Pinnacle Sports Therapy read. No scoring. We've had the Kaylee Brewer injury and several turnovers marking play to begin the second stanza. Deflection near steal by Ann at midcourt. Fort Loramie gets it back. We've got Gaston. We've got Holscher. Putoff, Rose. And is a fifth player, Corinne Heitkamp, out there for Fort Loramie, Chuck?
Yeah, they got it's Gephardt, Rose, Putoff, Gaston, and Brandewey.
Yes, Gephardt's in, my mistake. Outside the arc on the right, it's Dana Rose. We're tied up at 10 each. Zone defensive, Anna stifling Fort Loramie momentarily. Ball thrown to the post to Putoff. Baseline right to Gaston. And she stopped. Can't go underneath. Flips it back out of the arc. Gets it back. Throws to Rose below the foul line. Open look from 12. Too hard. Got the rebound back left it short. Got the rebound back again and stuck it in to give the Redskins their first lead, 12-10.
They have 8 offensive rebounds in this game. Against, and that's what happens when you play zone. You give up a lot of rebounds.
Right.
Plus they have a definite size advantage.
Here is Dosik on the arc for Anna on the bounce with the ball. Now to Breanne Riemann. Riemann 25 feet away. Picked up by Gebhardt. Riemann slices her way down the lane. Left-hand runner hit the rim. Backboard came off. Rebound squirts away from Molly Rioch below the basket. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
It was a good effort by Rioch. Just could not corral it.
5:40 left in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 12, Anna 10. Zone defense applied by the Rockets. Gaston outside the arc on the left to Putoff. Ball rotated right wing. That's Colleen Brandewee, 5'7 junior. Ball comes to the near side to put off 25 feet away. Here's Brandewee. Deep right corner, Gebhardt back to Colleen driving. Flips cross court to Rose. Sizes up a three. Missed it. Long rebound. Gebhardt, Fort Loramie still in possession. Another offensive board. 5:04 to go. Second quarter. Low scoring. Period number two. Ball thrown to put off mid post to Rose on the arc. Outside the arc on the left to Gebhardt, who fakes right. Little jab step. Whoop. Picked up the pivot foot.
Loramie needs to, they're not getting steals. They're not getting steals out of their pressure. And that's how they get their easy baskets. They have not had any in the first half.
Now, Anna is tackling Fort Loramie's pressure very well. Redskins relent here. Anna brings it down. High left to Landis. 2-point lead Fort Loramie. High low action. Catching down inside is Dosik. High off the glass. Rim. No. Rebound tapped out to Landis. Dosik inside the arc. 18-footer. Rim. Backboard. Missed it. Rebound Fort Loramie. And the Redskins heave it down the floor. Out of bounds. Anna got a couple of good looks. Could not convert. And the home club gets the ball right back. Thanks to the Fort Loramie miscue. Anna in the home white from top to bottom. The green Anna across the front. Green numerals. Fort Loramie, the road black. Red numbers outlined in white. Oh, what a steal. Fine aggressive play at midcourt by Jaden Putoff of Fort Loramie. She swiped it. Fed it baseline right to Holscher. Holscher might have dribbled off her shoe. It's loose. And Anna snarfs it up off the hardwood. And then Gasson makes the deflection and the takeaway. Boy, that little water bug, Caitlin Gasson, is all over the court.
Well, Coach Siegel talked about her hands, and boy, her hands are quick.
Here's Putoff against the zone. Holscher foul line, caught it. Tried to squeeze between two defenders. She took a knee from an Anna player. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
And then we got Brewer back. That's a good sign.
Yes. I was optimistic. I wasn't that optimistic. But
well, that initial twist of an ankle can feel like you're dying, but sometimes it just goes away. Put a little ice on it, tape it up.
Kaylee came back to life. Chuck, we've had a second quarter that's endured 4.5 minutes and one field goal.
Yep.
Here's Caitlin Gasson. Elbow in the right. Good look from 16. Missed it off the flange. Loose ball rebound in the corner. Putoff can't find the handle. Out of bounds to Anna. 3:24 left in the second. 12-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins have Putoff on the floor with Gasson, with Holscher, with Brandewee. Streaking up the floor is Dosik. Twisting, turning, goes right, then left. Fired off the glass. Not good. Tie up on the rebound. Dosik a little out of control. Substitution checking out for Fort Loramie is Gebhardt. Rose back in. Holscher out. Anna inbounding. Baseline left. It's Brewer to Landis 20 feet away. With it is Poppelman. Nearly lost her dribble. It's jammed out of bounds into the scorer's table by Rose of Fort Loramie. That's 3:09 to go, second quarter, 2 points scored.
I was gonna say, that's a Fort Loramie length on the perimeter.
That's for sure. She is like a, what's a good description?
One heck of a basketball player.
Yes. Spider-like length. She's got prongs, antennas that cover that paint area. Look out. Kaylee Brewer is just fine. She just sank a long triple 24-footer from the left corner of the floor. How about that? Injures her ankle, gets it taped, returns, and pops one in. And Fort Loramie counters. Long jump shot from the right flank is knocked down. Was that Riley Heitkamp?
Riley Heitkamp.
Woo! Big goal by Riley Heitkamp, a 5'4 junior in off the bench. It is 15-13 Fort Loramie after Anna had gone up one on a triple. Fort Loramie a quick trade, to counter. And Fort Loramie's up a deuce. Here's a hurried missed shot by Anna, and Fort Loramie's got the rebound with 2:12 to go here in the second quarter. 2-point lead Redskins. Ball thrown between the rings to Brandewee. Baseline left. Riley again, a runner from 10. No, off to the right. Rebound down to Anna. Here's Dosik up the floor. How many points for Ella so far, Chuck?
Ella has 4.
Here's Landis catching in the post. Oh, give and go back to Dosik for a deuce and a foul. Expertly done by Anna. Landis on the assist. That was a picture-perfect, crisp pass by Landis. Boy, she fed it on one hop neatly to the cutting Dosik, who kissed one in off the window. Foul Fort Loramie. We're tied at 15, a minute 47 to go, second quarter. Free throw Dosik is spot on, and Anna regains the edge. Long throw, Fort Loramie down the floor. Baseline, Jay, skipped off the rim. No, Reox snares the rebound. Gets it out of trouble. Outlet pass to Landis. A minute and a half to go, second quarter. Anna up one. 16-15 the count. Ball flung to the right side to Brewer. Looks for Landis, gets it to her. Brewer, baseline right, and hovering on her backside is Heitkamp with the personal. Only the 8th in this game, 5 on Fort Loramie. 16-15 Anna, minute 21 to go in the second. Landis to Brewer, to Riemann. Left side Dosik, chucks up the 3, short. Good box out of the inside by Gebhard of Fort Loramie over the back foul, Anna.
Silly foul, but that's her second. I think they call that on Landis.
Well, I'd like to tell you about the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road. Rushi, through December 24th, 15 to 50% off all items in stock. You can't beat it. Start your Christmas wish list now. Start your layaways now at the Jewelry Barn through December 24th. 15 to 50% price reduction. $23.99 Rushi Versailles Road. Rushi, tell Jolene Renderly that you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Empty possession for Fort Loramie. Anna's got it back, up one. Final 39 seconds, second quarter play. What do we have? Moving screen against Anna away from the action.
She stuck a leg out.
37.2 to go here in period number 2. 1 point lead, Anna, which settles back into the zone. Here is Riley Heitkamp. Left flank to Brandewee. On top to Corinne Heitkamp. Fort Loramie with their shooters in. Deflected pass midcourt. Ball caught on the offensive side of the timeline by Putoff. She jumped into backcourt while catching it. Very difficult call to take for Fort Loramie. But that's the ruling, and the over and back gives Anna the final possession, perhaps. 16 seconds to go, second quarter. Anna up one. Twisting, turning, Dosik in the lane. Lost it. Fed it to a teammate, though. Down to 7-6. Here's Rehock. On top to Riemann. Riemann fumbled it, got it back. Fed it to Landis, who fires short. No, it was Poppleman who let it go, shy of the mark. Fort Loramie got a hand on it. And the second quarter, which was poorly played, comes to a close. Only 11 points tallied total in period number 2. Anna on top by a scant point here at the half. 16-15 Rockets on the scoresbroadcast.com. WMVR 105.5 TAM FM High School Sports Network.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. 16-15, Anna Girls lead Fort Loramie by a point after two quarters of play. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, I mean, it's a one-point Anna lead at the half, except for possibly the Anna players. Everybody else in the gym is probably a little surprised. 16-10 rebound and advantage for the Redskins. 10-3 on the offensive boards, but they've not done anything with them after they get the rebound. They turned the ball over eight times. The Rockets turned the ball over eight times. Loramie only went to the free throw line twice, made one. Anna 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie. They were led by Dana Rose with four. They got three from Riley Heitkamp, three from Caitlin Gasson, two from Jaden Putoff, two from Clara Gephardt, one from Kenzie Holscher. They scored 10 and 5, 15 for the first half. This is a team that scored 92 last game. And on the other hand, led by Dosik, she had seven. They got three out of Brewer. I'm sorry, they got five out of Brewer because I can't add. They got two from Riemann and two from Reed. They scored 10 and 6. They lead it 16-15 at the half.
Yeah, Chuck, you're right. Fort Loramie's last outing was a 92-23 win over Fairlawn. That was on Thursday. On Tuesday, 87-20 over Jackson Center. This Anna zone defense, the Anna talent, giving Fort Loramie all kinds of fits here today.
Well, they are. I mean, they, like I said, they got 10 offensive rebounds, and I'm saying they may have had one put back off of that. They've turned them over eight times. I don't think they've gotten any open floor turnovers to go the other end for baskets. And those are two real big keys to Fort Loramie's basketball game. So,
you know, these are young high school athletes. I just commented on Fort Loramie's schedule. Three games since Tuesday. Is that too many? Could they be a little leg weary, perhaps?
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. Yeah, they're 16, 17, 18 years old. I used to be able to go play basketball for 2-3 hours a day. So, you know, they shouldn't have any road leg weariness.
AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie brings you our halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're the masked announcers here at Anna today. 16-15, Anna girls lead Fort Loramie by a point. We're about 2.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Great chance to highlight Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Fantastic special tonight. Delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. You get two of them. Better get there early because they will run out fast at Brookins. It's the Saturday night special. Can't beat it. Plus, you've got roasted chicken, many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Again, the special on Saturdays at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Tell Carl Arns you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Luncheon specials, too. I know chicken on Tuesday, roasted chicken, pork tenderloin on Wednesday. Take advantage of great food during the week at noon. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And like them on Facebook. That's brookenspub.com. BRUCKENSpub.com. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Local Equipment promotes academic success on Scores. It's done so the last 14 years. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. We highlight a couple players, one from each team. Ella Dosick for Anna, a senior, daughter of Keith and Kathy, 4.0 GPA, soccer, Spanish club, Eco Warriors, not sure about college yet. Somebody's got to latch on to Ella to play a little college basketball somewhere, somehow. Oh, she could play. Sure. Oh, no question. She'll study science in college. Ava Schultes, our highlight performer for Fort Loramie, not on the floor this year, missing volleyball and basketball due to the knee injury. We will look forward to seeing Ava next year. She will be healthy and spry and quite talented once again as a senior. Daughter of George and Kay. She's a junior. 3.95 GPA, volleyball, FCA, Spanish club. And she'll pursue the medical field. These young ladies highlighted today thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Here we go. We start the second half. Fort Loramie down a point with the ball. It's Corinne Heitkamp in the corner of the floor. Oh, hits Rose down to the inside. She missed it. Long rebound. Holscher. She poured in a 7-foot bank shot. And Fort Loramie's got the lead 17-16, and the Redskins turn up the heat. Backcourt pressure. And Anna's having difficulty being challenged. Head coach Jeff Maurer says, we got to talk it over to beat this press. 1-point lead, Fort Loramie. First half minute, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
We've got boys action for you on Tuesday night from right here at Anna, Fort Loramie. Redskins come calling against the Anna Rockets, who were beaten last night at Botkin 63-47. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie came from behind to nip Jackson Center 36-31 at the Fort Loramie Gym in a game we covered on Scores and WMVR. Here is Fort Loramie with the ball after the Anna turnover. A minute gone, third quarter. Good entry pass. Gasson down inside to Holscher. Might have traveled, got away with it. Fed it back to Corinne Heitkamp. She goes cross court to Dana Rose, who's upended, tripped on the play by an Anna player. Common foul, ball out to Fort Loramie. 1 point lead, Redskins 17-16. I think it's the third 1 point advantage for Fort Loramie in this game. Anna's led most of it so far. Gasson inbounding, left side put off on the arc, Rose. Tell you what, Chuck, it's tough to beat this zone until the outside shooting right catches fire. There's a long one, Corinne Heitkamp, right side, off the back brace, rebound to Anna.
Well, last year you had Ratterman and Gephardt out there, just two bombers, and boy, they need to find it this year. Teams are going to zone the heck out of them.
Indeed. Dribbling outside the arc on the right. It is Dosick. Dosick hands off to a teammate. It is Kaylee Brewer. Tries to go right back to the post to Dosick. Stolen by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins lose the handle. Anna with a recovery at midcourt. And it's judged to be over and back. One, two, three turnovers in the span of just a few seconds.
Yeah.
that was a tough call to take right there. We've had a couple of over and backs that have been very, very close. 16-13. Or I should say 6:13 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie with the ball in the half court. Put off, rifles a pass down inside to Holscher. And it's smacked out of bounds by Anna. 1 point lead, Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Gasson to Rose, inside the arc on the right. Goes down inside to Holscher, defender on her hip. Holscher left it short, rebound Anna. Ball knocked away to Dosick. Here's Ella, picked up by Gasson, 25 feet away. Ball thrown to Brewer, left wing, open three ball, high off the flange. And it's Holscher ripping down the board. Outlet to Gasson, who spots up on the arc. Hits the trailer put off to Rose for a three straight away. Swish! Dana Rose from downtown. And that lifts Fort Loramie to a 4-point bulge. Here's a steal. Steal in backcourt. Ball was popped in the air from Dosick by a Fort Loramie player. The ball almost went in.
Yeah, Kenzie Holscher got a hand on it, and it went off the rim.
Then the ball was eventually knocked out by Anna. Foul Anna against Breanne Riemann going for the loose ball. Fort Loramie possession. Redskins up 4, pointed to 16. Anna had 10 points at the end of the first quarter, Chuck. Anna scored just 6 in the last 11 minutes. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie right in front to Rose. Shot short, hit the ring.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not on their game. Or Holscher. Neither one in shooting the ball well today at all.
Redskins just generally shooting it poorly. That was from close in by Rose. Misfired. Rebound was pummeled out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Anna brought it down the floor. And in the half court, trailing the play is Fort Loramie and fouling. 20-16, Fort Loramie, 5:16 to go here in the third quarter. We've got a substitution for Fort Loramie, Clara Gebhardt in for Jaden Putoff. Anna inbounding far side of the court, it's Taylor Poppelman, the sophomore. Backcourt, it goes to Dosick.
She just traveled out of bounds. Nobody was watching her feet.
Yep, sure did. Brianna Cobb, 5'4 freshman in now for Anna. She wears 30. Here's Brewer, 25 feet away. Cobb's got it. Cobb hangs on, puts it on the deck against Gasson. Left side pass to Brewer. 4:57 to go, third quarter. Anna down 4. Right wing Dosick. She lines up a long 3. Left it short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins in backcourt. Dosick with D. Ball a step. Knocked out by her. Fort Loramie possession. We got Brandewey checking in for Corinne Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Colleen Brandewey on the floor. Gasson over the Anna Rockets logo at midcourt. 4:38 to go, third quarter. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. High post, Clara Gebhardt. Holscher left corner. Cross court to Brandewee. She's open for three. Missed it. No good. Offensive rebound, yes, by Holscher of Fort Loramie.
That should just be all day long. She is so much bigger and stronger than anybody Anna has out there in the paint.
Yep, that ball came off the rim to the weak side. Kenzie was there, stuck it in. And now Fort Loramie has surged to a six-point bulge. 4:16 to go, third quarter, 22-16 Redskins. Here's Dosik driving baseline right, cut off by two. Goes opposite to Brewer. She hoists up a three, off the ring, no. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here's Brandewee hitting the trailer. Now it goes to Gasson, 25 feet out. Anna's defense has got to tighten up. Rockets cannot afford to fall behind by eight or nine here. Latter stages, third quarter. In the post, it's Clara Gebhardt. Open look from 12, missed it strong. That's the shot that Fort Loramie, I think, more often than not, is going to make. Right now, Redskins not clicking. Errant pass by Anna into backcourt. It was deflected. Dosik chased it down, and she was undercut by Gasson, who picks up the foul. 3:35 left in the third, 22-16 for Loramie. What a dry spell for Anna, Chuck. 6 points in 13 minutes.
Yeah, they've really just offensively been stagnant as heck.
Here in backcourt is Breanne Riemann, out of Brewer. Brewer on that taped-up ankle looks just fine.
Yeah,
good. Here is Dosik back to Brewer. Shot fake from three. Entry pass to Rioch. Oh, it's poked away from behind by Gebhardt. Here's a three-on-two Fort Loramie. Gasson running off balance, threw it to the rim, and drew the two-shot foul.
It's a play by Caitlin.
Yes. Caitlin Gasson awarded a couple. 6-point lead Redskins, 22-16, 3:15 left in the third. And Gasson misfires at the stripe. We'll talk to you in a moment about SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R, no second E, S-E-C-U-R-com, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. New underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. SecureCom in Minster. As well as Osgood Bank. Online, osgoodbank.com. And Osgood in Chickasaw, in Mercer County, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake as well. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Quick possession for Anna. Errant three ball. Rebound Fort Loramie. Bust out the other way. Jaden Putoff streaks to the rim and scores. Jaden Putoff, big goal for Fort Loramie, which is up nine. 2:50 left in the third. Here's Brewer midcourt. Heaves it cross court to Riemann. Riemann's got it 30 feet away. Now to Dosik. Anna needs Ella to get hot late in the second quarter, or Anna will soon be down double digits entering the fourth. Here's Taylor Poppelman, deep right corner Brewer. Almost shot it. Gebhardt lunged at her, though. Now Dosik, high left. Kicked on the play by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. 25-16, 9-point lead, Fort Loramie over Anna. We are late in the third. Gebhardt gets a breather for the Redskins. Dosik has the ball in backcourt. Picked up on the play by Corinne Eichamp. There's a drive into the lane by Ella. Double team, stolen by Fort Loramie, but the outlet pass is too far. 2:06 to go in the third. 25-16 Fort Loramie. Halftime score was what, Chuck?
16-15.
Inside the arc, right flank. Dosik, very good look from 15 feet. Barely caught iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Anna coming up with empty possession, one after another right now. Minute 46 to go in the third. Ball thrown on the arc by Corinne Eichamp into the post to Rose. Batted free, taken away by Anna. Dosik zips down the floor, circles, goes to Brewer, back to Dosik. Brandewee on her. Brandewee covering Dosik on the arc. Spin move, Ella. Can't drive. Behind her to Cobb. Minute 24 to go in the third. Here's Taylor Poppelman, or I should say Riemann, top of the circle. Now Dosick again. Minute 14 to go, third quarter. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Here's a cross-court pass for Brewer. Too high, out of bounds. Fort Loramie's defense is starting to dictate this game.
Yeah, well, they're doing a good job of cutting out the passing angles to the wings. And the only two or three shots that Anna's gotten, not very good looks.
Exactly. We're near the one-minute mark, late in the third. On the arc, Brandewee. Ball rotated out high, comes right back to Colleen. Right wing, shot fake, starts to drive, foul, Anna. The check on Brandewee a bit too aggressive. Four team fouls, Rockets, second half of play. Anna inbounding, thought for a second it was going to be Riley Heitkamp. No, it's thrown in by Holscher. Comes right back into the right corner to Corinne Heitkamp, missed it hard.
Wow.
Oh, what a rebound, and a reverse layup by Holscher.
Used her left hand on the reverse. That was nice.
Kenzie Holscher with the left, went from one side of the board to the other, came out down below to the right after making a big dribble below the rim, and in nifty fashion spun that ball in off the window, and then Fort Loramie's D collapses on Anna at midcourt, causes a mistake. And with a half minute left in the third, Fort Loramie's got possession again, up 11, 27-16. What a sparkling play by Holscher seconds ago. Kenzie's got it again in the lane. Little fadeaway from seven, off to the right. Rebound down to Riemann of Anna. 15 to play, third quarter. Up ahead to Cobb. Good-looking freshman is Brianna Cobb of Anna. Here's Riemann jacking up a three. It caromed out. No good. 3 seconds left. Quickly up the floor, Fort Loramie. A long three ball from the left wing by Corinne Heitkamp, overshooting as the third quarter winds down. Fort Loramie 27, Anna 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And I'd like to add to that message from the Jewelry Barn in Rushi to note that up through December 24th, 15 to 50% off all items in stock. Start your Christmas wish list now. Start your layaways now. Gift certificates available. That's at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. The 11-point lead for the Fort Loramie girls, Chuck, who owned the third quarter.
Well, yeah, it was 12 to nothing. Still not a real big offensive quarter for Loramie, but their defense was outstanding.
Anna Rockets without a point in that third quarter, and only 6 points for Anna in the last 16 minutes plus of action. It's been a combination of stepped-up Fort Loramie defense, Anna just not getting the ball to open shooters quickly enough.
Right.
Anna with possession, baseline, right of the basket. Triggering is Dosick. Wants to react the cutter into the paint. Boy, she's blocked off by Rose. Dosick threw it in, got it back, and missed from the extreme corner. Rebound out of bounds, right back to Anna.
Well, she tried to rebound it with one hand instead of getting two hands on the ball.
Dosick peering in, can't find anybody. Count is on. Ball goes baseline left. Handled there by Landis. On the arc to Taylor Poppelman. She staggers near midcourt, shoveled it off to Dosick. 7:28 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 11, 27-16. Anna's offense has disappeared completely. This was a 16-15 and a lead after two, 12-0 since the intermission break, all Fort Loramie. On the arc, it's London Rice, the 5'6 freshman. Top of the circle, Dosic spin move down the lane. Around a lot of traffic, shoveled it high off the glass, almost went in, nearly a Houdini. It trickled off the iron, and it was punched out by Anna. Ella shooting a very low percentage.
Yeah.
And Fort Loramie's defense has thwarted her this afternoon, no question about it. Anna still zoning. Fort Loramie's Dana Rose brings it down. Right wing to Gasson, right corner Brandewee, hitting the cutter Holscher. Holscher reverse layup opposite side with the right, no good. Dana Rose rebound, left hand, got it. Dana Rose on the glass for Fort Loramie. And with Anna zoning, Fort Loramie is registering so many offensive boards.
They got 14 offensive rebounds for the game.
Steal midcourt, Brandewee, Fort Loramie darts in, running one-hander, makes it. Nice play, Colleen Brandewee. And Fort Loramie has busted this thing open. Is that right, Chuck? 20? No,
31.
It finally, the scoreboard records 31. It was stuck on 29. 31-16 Redskins, first 2 minutes, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom Administer does it all. Remember, the security for your business doesn't necessarily require the expense of a large amount of time and money. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology to tomorrow's world. At SecureCom, we know most people have common knowledge about various security systems, but leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. SecureCom in Minster will design a system that's efficient and affordable for you. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securecom.com, securcom.com. Your pros in protection. Well, a steal by Fort Loramie after the Anna break, and then a driving layup ensued.
Gasson.
Caitlin Gasson with a deuce, and that powers Fort Loramie to a 33-16 cushion. Here's a right wing jump shot, but Dosic out of nowhere comes flying Dana Rose, and she swats it quickly down the floor, put off. Left corner, Brandewee. Colleen Brandewee sizes up a three ball, and the route is on. It's up to 20 now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
36-16, Fort Loramie. Colleen looks smooth on that long trifecta. 5 minutes left, third quarter. 6 points for Anna in the last, what, Chuck, 12 minutes of play?
Yeah.
Crazy. Unbelievable. No, I'm sorry. 6 points for Anna in the last 20.
Yeah, they had 10 at the end of the first quarter. They've scored six since. So,
well, I do the math. It's 20 minutes. Last 20 minutes of action, 6 points for Anna. And the Redskins have ripped this one wide open at 36-16, 4:50 left in the fourth quarter. And a missed shot by Anna, ball tipped out by Anna, and Fort Loramie's got it now at the timeline. Here is Riley Heitkamp to Holscher at the post. On the arc to Colleen. Cross court to Riley. She chucks up a three, short, another offensive rebound by Fort Loramie. Gasson restarts it. Sends it between the rings to a teammate. Top of the circle, Brandewee. Right side, Gasson. Fort Loramie willing to milk clock. 4:18 to go in the fourth. 36-16, Fort Loramie. Gasson gives it up. Holscher in the paint. Maneuvers. On the arc to a teammate, it's Riley Heitkamp. Bingo! Wow! 24-footer by Riley.
That was a line drive.
It was a laser. And Riley Heitkamp was right on the button. So Brandewee and Riley Heitkamp connect on threes here in the last 80 seconds or so, and Fort Loramie has stretched its advantage to 39-16. Here's Brewer for Anna. Long 26-footer, longest shot of the night, goes in, or afternoon, I should say. Kaylee Brewer brings a stop to the dry spell for Anna. She buried a triple, big distance on that one. Here is Corinne Heitkamp countering for Fort Loramie from the right flank. Her triple hits the rim, skips out of bounds, touched by Anna. 3:25 to go here in the fourth. 39-19, Fort Loramie. Obviously, Chuck, you have seen a different Fort Loramie club this half than the first. What do you like about them?
Well, I mean, they picked up their defensive intensity. They got a lot of points off of steals, which they didn't get in the first half.
Right. And as you were talking, Chuck, we had a turnover each way. A timeout does ensue. 3:16 left in the fourth quarter. Chuck, we'll keep it right here and let our listeners know all about one of our fine sponsors, a new one. It's Osgood Bank. The holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year, as you know. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want. M-O-N-E-Y, money. And spend more time on your behalf enjoying the holiday season. Use Zelle at your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year, and then Osgood Bank enters you for a chance to win $2,500. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake. Online, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. We are right back here on Tuesday night. Fort Loramie boys play Anna. Tip off about 7:25 or so. Airtime about 7, maybe a few minutes before. Chuck, with rapidly played JV games and 15 minutes between JV and varsity tilt, we are starting varsity games earlier than ever before. Last night we finished up at what, 8:30?
It was about 8:36 when we ended up.
Wow, that was a record time. Don't think we've ever finished a varsity boys basketball game on Friday night that soon, 8:36 p.m. 3:10 left to go here in the fourth. Anna down by 20. Steal midcourt. Dosik has it taken away by Gasson. Outlet to Holscher for the finish. Scoreboard rang up a couple points, I think, for Anna after that last basket. I believe it's 41-19 Fort Loramie, not 39-21. Dosik straight away for Anna. Into the post to Landis, and it's clawed away from behind. Wow, nifty job, I think, by Riley Heitkamp, who got the swat. She shook it free. Here's a body foul. Anna with 2:35 to go in the fourth. Scoreboard corrected. It is 41-19. Amazingly, Anna had 10 points at the end of the first quarter. Game was tied up at 10 each. So in the last, two quarters plus 6 minutes, Anna has scored 9. Long three-point shot, Fort Loramie, no good. Weak side rebound, Rose. Scrap for the loose ball. Tie up, I think.
She got a timeout.
Yes, head coach Carlos Siegel signaled for the timeout to conserve the possession. We're back in a minute. Fort Loramie up 22 with 2:26 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Final couple minutes of this game, and it was tightly played well through two and a half quarters. Deep into the third, Anna has just been stopped offensively. Fort Loramie's D, too sticky. Early on in the game, just the opposite. The zone defense of Anna gave Fort Loramie a lot of difficulty. Here is a tie-up at the Fort Loramie end. Arrow favors the Redskins. Checking back in for Anna is Taylor Poppelman. Coming out, Breanne Riemann. Gas it inbounds below the rim. Ball thrown on the arc to Holscher. Holscher at the elbow. Gasson gets it back, deep left corner. Short on the three. Long rebound traced down by Rose, and Fort Loramie restarts. Fort Loramie up 22. Minute 56 to go in the fourth. Second half, pretty much all Fort Loramie. Oh, here's a nice entry pass, and Rose is mangled down inside. Riley Heitkamp threw a seed to Rose. A good angle pass, somewhat cross-court, 20-footer. It was zipped. Rose caught it, and she was jerked to the floor. Two free throws here for Dana. Swish. She's got it. What's the output for Dana Rose, Chuck?
She has 10. Holscher has 9.
Okay. Now that means 23 other points scored by additional Redskins. That's a good sign.
Well, Brenda, we came off the bench, and she scored 5 here in the fourth quarter. She had a nice game today.
Dana Rose flipped in 2 free throws, 43-19 Fort Loramie, a minute 40 to go here in the fourth. Landis midcourt to Cobb. Cobb got away with a double dribble, I think.
How do you miss that?
I'm not sure. I saw it, and I've got poor eyesight, Chuck, and I'm about 50 feet from the floor. Missed shot by Anna. Rebound Rioch, though, for the Rockets. Baseline right, London Rice. Tries to lob to Landis into the lane, or I should say to Poppelman in the lane. Caught it, fed it to Cobb. Open J from 12, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Two out in front. It is Holscher to the rim. Overshot it. Rebound Anna, 70 seconds to go. Holscher at midcourt ripped it right away from Landis, not before the official said it was a tie-up. 67 ticks remaining. Substitution for Fort Loramie. That's Paige Eilerman, senior, 5'10" young lady in for Holscher. 1 minute even to go here in the fourth quarter. Cobb across the timeline for Anna. To Poppelman, 25 feet away. Poppelman guarded by Eilerman. Rose on Landis, head of the key. Landis slices her way into the lane, meets resistance. Ball thrown out high, then down low on the right to London Rice, and that's been Anna's problem the whole second half. The ball hangs on the rim and comes off. Point blanker. It hung up there and just would not go down. 9 points for Anna since the start of the second quarter. 9. 20 seconds to go in the fourth. Inside pass, Fort Loramie, picked off by Anna. Outlet by the Rockets, stolen by Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie player drives, has it knocked out of bounds by Anna with 14.1 to go in the fourth. And Fort Loramie is going to win decisively. This game was in doubt for 2.5 quarters. And Fort Loramie started to run, press, score. And Anna was darn near shut out. 9 points for the Rockets since the end of the first quarter. Gebhardt in for putoff for Fort Loramie. Redskins inbound. Here's Brandewee, top of the circle to Riley Heitkamp. Fort Loramie will let the final seconds tick away. 5-4-3. Heitkamp on top. No shot coming. That's it. Anna is turned back by Fort Loramie. Stubborn performance by the Rockets through the first 2.5 quarters or so. Then Fort Loramie turned up the heat, and the Redskins like they always do, generated points with defense. They got some good scoring off the bench on the perimeter. And Fort Loramie pulls away to win comfortably. Final tally, Redskins 43, Rockets 19. So many thanks to our great underwriting anchor sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced just right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. More at length about Goffney in just a minute. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, home with a big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. Also Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. OsgoodBank.com. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, find underwriting sponsor here on Scores. Over 200 years of experience among our current employees at Hoing and Hoing. It's become one of the premier home builders in the area. And we are pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing Builders. It has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer home remodels, additions, outbuildings as well. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. What you can imagine we can create at Hoing and Hoing in Anna. Chuck?
Well, looking at the individual scoring, it was 33-17 rebounding advantage, 17-4 on the offensive boards.
Wow.
And Anna turned it over 21 times, 13 times in the second half. Mm-hmm. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie, they were led by Dana Rose with 10. They got 9 from Holscher, 6 each from Gasson and Riley Heitkamp off the bench. They got 5 from Colleen Brandewey. They got 4 from Putoff, 2 from Gephardt. They scored 43 for the game. Anna led by Kaylee Brewer, the junior. She had 8. They held Dosik to 7. Then they got 2 each from Riemann and Rioch. The Clancy's players of the game for the Rockets, I'm going to go with Kaylee Brewer. I thought she had a terrific game. And on the other side, I'm going to go with Brandewey. She came off the bench, mm-hmm. had 5 points, kind of sparked them there in the fourth quarter to get that run going, and ended up winning by 24 points.
How about Kaylee, shaken with the injured ankle early in the game, got it taped up. In just a matter of a few minutes, was back on the floor,
yep.
And she sparkled today again for Anna. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, thank you, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, plus Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And don't forget, you can head to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, and you can buy furniture with the assistance from family. You see, Goffney for 76 years has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our spacious showroom offers high-quality furniture and some of everything. Sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Furniture for every room, too. Bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, even kids' bunk beds. For nearly 8 decades, the Goffney family has perfected the best furniture, mattress, and home decor destination around. Shop and buy online at Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery to 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered. Chuck enjoyed it. Fort Loramie's bench supplied a spark in that second half.
They did. I mean, they attacked the zone much better in the second half in the first place, but they went to that half-court trap, and Anna just didn't have a clue. They could not handle the pressure, and they did a good job. I mean, they held Dosick to 7 points.
Wow. If that's the D, that gets the job done.
Yep.
You hold Ella under 10, and more than likely you are going to defeat Anna. It was a 10-10 game after one. 16-15 Anna at the halftime break. Fort Loramie wins 43-19 thanks to that second half bust out. Well, our WMVR audience will be listening late in the afternoon after the Ohio State-Michigan State football game on 105.5 TAM FM. Thanks to you for listening via the radio. Thanks to our scoresbroadcast.com listeners, to the radio on your phone. Our next webcast here on Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, is Tuesday night right here at Anna. Tip-off 7:30. Webcast time a little before 7, more than likely. Anna boys host Fort Loramie in an important Shelby County Athletic League contest. For Chuck McBee, I'm Jack Kramer, saying good afternoon from here at Anna, where Fort Loramie has defeated the Anna girls 43-19.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.